Hello, this is QJ Martin, and you're listening to the Writers Everything Podcast, providing you with everything you need to succeed as a writer.
Hello, and welcome to week 7.5 of the 2021 Novel Challenge, here on the Writers Everything. Well, you can call me Britney Spears, because oops, I did it again. I was on track to be caught up with the 2021 Novel Challenge podcast episodes, but I let all sorts of other things come between me and my writing time. Personally, my creativity seems to come in waves. For a couple weeks, all I want to do is create and create and create. Then for a couple weeks, all I want to do is consume and consume and consume. And then for a couple weeks, all I want to do is organize, organize, organize. I'm currently on the organizing phase at the moment. I'm finding a place for every single thing in my new home and making sure that my entire movie collection is properly labeled and alphabetized. So let me ask you a question. Have you ever had to deal with situations like this, where one day all you want to do is one thing, and the next day all you want to do is another? If so, have you found anything that helped you through these periods? I would love to hear from you on this topic, so feel free to let me know your answer on Twitter at QJ_author, or go to thewriterseverything.org/transcripts and comment on the post for this episode as soon as I get in the mood to actually update my transcripts. Okay, so our goal for week 7 is to work on Act 2 of our novels. Now, if you don't remember what takes place in Act 2, then I would suggest that you take a look back at week 7 of the 2021 Novel Challenge here on this podcast, so you can get an overview of everything that it entails. For my sample story, I outlined the first half of Act 2, right up until the midpoint of the story. Now, the reason that this episode, 7.5, exists is for me to outline the second half of Act 2, which is honestly going to be one of the hardest parts of this process for me, considering just how vague this part of the story is in my head. So let's go ahead and get to it before I start to second guess every single story beat I have prepared for this podcast. Now, my midpoint left Private Edwards cynically questioning his abilities, his resolve, and to a greater extent, his very core beliefs. He arrives back at the base after a botched mission, only to find out that his friend Jimmy has woken up from his coma, and he's spotting nonsense about visions of a second great war. Now, Edwards has to figure out what his next step is. He's completely out of his compound. The only place he can get more is in the secure government warehouse where they keep what they recovered from the German laboratory. On top of that, he's been ordered on a mission that he knows will be useless in preventing World War II. He finally decides to take matters into his own hands. He disobeys direct orders, goes AWOL, and breaks into the government warehouse in order to get more of the compound that he needs to see the future. Then he starts to form a new plan. He believes that the scientist who developed this compound has something to do with the future that he keeps seeing in his visions. So he hunts the man down. He keeps looking further and further into the future. He sees more and more terrible events. But it's hard for him to figure out what to do in order to prevent World War II from happening, and the compound is starting to take a greater and greater toll on his health. He identifies a man named Adolf, who ends up being the leader of Germany during World War II. He decides that he needs to hunt the man down and kill him. At the same time, Edwards' unit is sent on a mission, and Edwards realizes that their actions are going to lead directly to World War II. Now, either they're going to kill someone who is a voice of reason for Germany in the future, or they're going to kill the family of someone who ends up greatly resenting Americans. So now Edwards has to act in direct opposition to his own fellow soldiers. So not only is the army looking for him as a deserter, but they're also looking for him as a defector, not aware of what his true motivations actually are. His old friends are ordered to kill him on sight. The tensions keep rising as Edwards desperately tries to evade them, while still attempting to prevent World War II. Finally, his friends catch up to him. Before they kill him, however, he has an opportunity to explain himself. He demonstrates the abilities of the compound. He tells them that he needs their help in order to stop the coming war from ravaging the world. They reluctantly agree to do what they can to assist him. One of them, however, is less than keen to risk a court-martial and execution in order to prevent some hokey-pokey vision of a possible future from happening. He destroys a couple of Edward's files. He tells Edwards that they'd be executed on the spot if they were found with stolen property from the warehouse break-in. He's about to destroy the last of the compound. Edward reaches for his gun, unsure of what to do, still trying to talk the man down, when he hears a gunshot from behind him, and the man drops dead, killed by one of Edward's friends. Edwards is traumatized by the death of a fellow soldier, and he's also lamenting the waste of the compound. One of the other soldiers walks over to it and decides to use it to get a glimpse of the future. He discovers a clue that Edwards had never realized before. So now they have a new plan, a new objective, and this leads directly into Act 3 and the climax of the story. So continue to work on outlining Act 2 if you have not done so already. Once again, you need to develop the promise of the novel or the fun and games, challenges and setbacks, a midpoint where everything changes, and rapidly increasing stakes with a dark night of the soul moment. Then on Monday, we'll outline the final part of our novel, Act 3. Thank you so much for listening to this week's episode of the Writers Everything podcast. If you'd like to read a transcript of this episode, you can find it at thewriterseverything.org/transcripts. If you'd like to listen to future episodes, be sure to subscribe on whatever platform you're currently listening on. And be sure to give it a rating while you're at it to let me know what you think of the podcast. If you'd like access to exclusive bonus content, such as my list and review of the top character name generators on the web, you can go to thewriterseverything.org/newsletter. If you'd like to support the podcast, you can do so at patreon.com/QJMartin. For your convenience, all the reference links will also be in the show notes.